Good morning, everyone. This is Minister Andre Jeffries. I am your prayer lead I am your host for this morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Giving honor and praise to God, who I'm striving to keep at the head of my life, to our Bishop Eric Clark, Pastor Lenore Clark, all the pastors on the line, all the elders, ministers, deacons, all the saints of God, and those that may be joining us for the first time, we welcome you to our 8 o'clock prayer service. You're welcome. Thank you in the name of Jesus for joining us this morning. Yes, it's been a restless night. It's been a restless night. I know over there in Florida, we have been praying for those in Florida and what they're going through right now. And it's not over. So keep on praying for them. Keep on lifting them up before the Lord, that the Lord will rescue those that are in need right now in the name of Jesus from Hurricane Milton, from the tornadoes that is spurred, and from the storm surge of the water that's going on right now. We are praying for those in Florida and those that are in the connected states where the hurricane is affecting them and the loss of life. We are grieving with those that are grieving right now in the name of Jesus. We ask the Lord to comfort them, to give them what they need right now, any assistance that they need, any help that they need financially, mentally, socially, economically. We asking the Lord to move on their behalf right now in the name of Jesus. All right, right now I'm going to turn it over to our first prayer lead. Rachel, are you there?
Good morning. Yes, I'm here.
Amen. Go ahead and let God use you.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, brother. Such a blessing to be with you this morning, brothers and sisters. I am in a very sweet place of peace. My prayer topic this morning is peace. And the scripture Pastor Lenora gave to me is Psalm 37:11. And I love learning new scripture. I study my scriptures. Sometimes God just deposits words in me that turn out to be scripture that I didn't know were, and sometimes they come by way of our leadership, and this was a beautiful one to me, and I know we all can use peace. So I'm reading out of the Passion Translation, and I love to when there are cross-references because it reveals more of the heart of our Father, and there's two cross-references to this scripture. I'll share those two, and then we'll pray. So this is Psalm 37:11, and this is out of the Passion Translation. But the humble of heart will inherit every promise and enjoy abundant peace. It also cross-references to Matthew 5:5. Jesus says, "What blessings come to you when gentleness lives in you, for you will inherit the earth." The footnote here says, Jesus is saying that when you claim nothing as yours, everything will be given to you. The Aramaic word, mahakaha, implies being both gentle and flexible. And then Matthew 5:5 cross-references back to Psalm 149:4. For he enjoys his faithful lovers, he adorns the humble with his beauty, and he loves to give them victory. But the Holy Spirit was speaking to me about all of these scriptures as they flow into one another, is that we have perfect peace when we have surrendered hearts and are flexible to his plans. Humility to me means obedience, and that we're humble enough to release our plans, to lay down our will and way, and to relax and receive his perfect peace, his victory he promises in this, and a great inheritance. Let's pray about peace. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you that you are so faithful to be present. And in your presence, we find peace. We also find joy and love and freedom and self-control, all of those things that you promised to us in the fruit of your spirit and the liberty of being in relationship with you. We praise you and thank you for that. Lord, these are such tumultuous times. Everywhere we turn, there is trouble. There's trouble in our weather. There's trouble in our communities. There's trouble in our streets. There's trouble in our families. It's everywhere. This world is wicked, fallen, and broken. But we are not hopeless. We are not defeated. And we have perfect peace in you. Lord, you've even promised prosperity and inheritance in all things, not just financially, not just tangibly, in all things, in our wealth, in our health, in our peace. That's our minds, our hearts, our wills, and our emotions. We thank you and praise you, Father God, that you call peace to every storm. I decree and declare that over us. Lord, help us to relax and receive, just like you did Jesus in the bottom of the boat. They were in the midst of the most horrific storm. And you slept peacefully, comfortably in our Father's arms. Help us to be like you. Lord, help us to be flexible, humble, gentle, and to receive. Remind us, Father God, that we don't have to strive, that we don't have to work, we don't have to prove anything to achieve anything. You didn't create us to achieve. You created us to receive. Give us perfect peace as we work in partnership with you, with humble hearts, with gentle hands and open minds to receive your plans and purpose for our lives. May we be grounded in your perfect peace. May we flow throughout our days with perfect peace. May the peace and the love and the joy that abounds in us overflow to others out of the fruit of our right relationship with you. We thank you and praise you that you recalibrate us back to you. It's easy to get way out there in this world. Even when we love you, even when we're in relationship with you, it is my own personal testimony. There is so much to do. The list is endless. There's so much to care and have concern for. There's so much to watch over. You have entrusted us to much. There's so much to steward. You told us, whom much is given, much is required. It's easy in our own strength and our own will to lose our peace. But Lord, we refuse to let go of you. So thank you for recalibrating us back to you, realigning us with your will, refocusing our eyes on you, Jesus. Whew, hallelujah. We thank you and praise you that we, in that we can relax and receive, have perfect peace. Thank you for your promises. Every one of them are yes and amen. Why would we worry? God, soften our hearts. You told us, you promised us in Ezekiel before Jesus, that before Jesus was here and present and did the work on the cross, he's always been with us, but you promised us through Ezekiel that you'd take out our stony hard hearts and give us one, a new one. So we have new hearts, Father God. And we thank you and praise you that according to Romans 12:2, that you are continuously renewing our minds. That we don't have to stay stuck. That we can relax and receive and have perfect peace. Lord, I want that. And I pray that over all of my brothers and sisters on this line. I pray that over their families, their spouses, Father God, their partners, Lord Jesus, the people that they work with, professional partners. I pray that over the people in everyone's ministry. Bishop, through you, has commissioned us to be faithful with our ministries. There are sheep that you are entrusting to us. May they feel, know, and experience your perfect peace in your presence, especially when they're with us. Father God, may they know love and joy in your presence, especially when they're with us. Lord, we thank you and praise you that in the midst of every storm of life, we can stand steadfast. because we have your perfect peace. Lord Jesus, we thank you and praise you that we are seated in heavenly places. We have a different vantage point. Remember that, brothers and sisters, and share that. We as believers, as co-heirs to the throne, who are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, have a different vantage point of this earth. Do not look at things from low level. Hold your peace and see it from where Jesus sees it. God, we thank you and praise you for that. What a privilege to be next to you. Why would we worry? Why would we fear? Fear and doubt are defeated. They're not of you. You said that. They don't even exist in your realm. And we thank you and praise you for that. Help us to stay high. Help us to stay in the Spirit, Father God. Help us to be effective and impactful in the natural, but to dwell, reign, abide in the Spirit with you. Lord, we thank you and praise you for right relationship and elevation. We thank you and praise you that as we release and be humble and be soft and gentle and flexible, we receive more and more and more of you. Your inheritance is endless. It's endless. It's for here and now and all of eternity to come. And we thank you and praise you for that. We fix our minds and our hearts and align our will and emotions with that. And we thank you. What greater peace could we have than that? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you and worship you. We honor you. We love you. We magnify your holy name. You are worthy, 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 worthy to be praised. Worthy, Lord God. You give us all that we need, more than we could ask for. And you build it on a foundation of perfect peace. Thank you, Jesus. How much greater could you be? We don't even barely know you. We've barely scratched the surface. And you are overwhelming, all-encompassing, loving, kind, and give us peace. Thank you, God. We need not fear this storm, in Jesus' name. We need not worry about the future. It's all in God's hands. Even in the grief and the loss that we will endure in this life, Jesus said, in this world, you will have trouble, but take heart, because I have overcome the world. You are faithful to heal. You are faithful to give grace. And you are faithful to let us abide in peace. Father God, help us to not be wavering. Help us to be steadfast in our emotions as we anchor ourselves to you, Christ Jesus. Help us to feel the feelings and not become them. Lord, we thank you and praise you for the truths that you've taught us. We thank you and praise you for the way that you have cultivated us and developed us in your ways, in your character, in your peace. And Lord, I pray that everybody have the ability to hold fast to that, to your truths, your character, and what it looks like to truly walk in relationship with Jesus and co-reign with Christ. I decree and declare that over us. That is peace. That is love. That is joy. And that is steadfastness in the storm. That is rest in the storm. We thank you and praise you for that. And I speak perfect peace over us. Shalom, shalom, perfect peace. Perfect peace and wholeness and wellness. I decree it over us in Jesus' name. We thank you and praise you, Lord Jesus. You are worthy. We give you this day with humble hearts, gentle hands, that you would give it back to us and that we would shine bright. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Whew, so good to pray with you all. I'm going to hand it back to our prayer host. Hallelujah.
Amen, Sister Rachel. We thank you so much for your prayer on peace this morning. We need peace. Yes, we do. We need peace. We are praying. We are praying right now. Let us join here together and ask the Lord for peace in the world.
Thank you, Father God.
Peace in the storm right now. Peace from the storm. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for your
perfect peace in our minds, God.
Thank you, Lord. Shalom, shalom, Lord. Hallelujah.
Understanding, God.
Give us peace, Lord. Lord, help them down there, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Tell them their minds, Lord Jesus. In your name, Lord.
Thank you,
show up, Lord Jesus. Show up, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
In your name, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Peace,
Lord. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, we love you this morning. Thank you, Jesus, for bringing us together, Lord, on one accord, Lord Jesus. And at this time, I'm going to turn it back over to our next prayer lead, Minister Bronson. Are you there?
Yes, indeed.
All right, sir. Go ahead and let God use you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord, everybody. He is indeed worthy of all of our praise, all the glory, all the honor. It all belongs to him, both now and forever. We are in prayer for Florida and all of the other impacted states with this hurricane season. Surprisingly, it goes until the end of November, which I did not realize. I didn't know that hurricane season went this long, but we are definitely in prayer. And we are grateful for Bishop's foresight. Fort Lauderdale was definitely a haven for us. It seems as though all of the major storms just breeze right past us. We get a little darkness, a little rain, but I think that location was perfect. And I just thank God for his provision and his providence in setting us up in a quote-unquote safe zone. So, but still praying for our Florida family. We are believing God for peace on this prayer line, regardless of where you are. I'm currently in Akron, Ohio, serving a lot in Summit County and Cuyahoga County, but we believe God for peace wherever you may reside, wherever you call home. There's a song called Firm Foundation by Maverick City, and I want to draw you a picture before we begin to pray. The song says, I've still got joy in chaos. I've got peace that makes no sense. So I won't be going under. I'm not held by my own strength. Because I built my life on Jesus. He's never let me down. He's faithful in every season. So why would he fail now? And the chorus exclaims, he won't. The question is, why would he fail now? And they answer, he won't. Let me draw you another picture. In Genesis 15:15, Abram is talking to God. This is before he's Abraham. And God tells him, your descendants are going to be enslaved for 400 years. They are going to be in Egypt. They're going to be working really hard, but I'm going to free them. And the end of chapter 15 says, and when I free them, I'm going to kill every single nation that inhabits the land that I want to give them. Right in the middle of all of that, God says, oh, but you're going to go to the land of your fathers and be buried there in peace. The picture that I'm trying to draw is peace is best shown in the middle of the worst possible circumstances. The song says, I've got joy in chaos. I have peace that makes no sense. In the scripture we read, people are going to die. People are going to be enslaved. But Abraham, in the middle of all that, you're going to have peace. And just as Sister Rachel alluded to, Jesus was able to fall asleep on a boat in the middle of a storm. It's bad enough to be in a hurricane on land in your house. But they were in a storm on water, and he's asleep. Literal peace that makes no sense. Let's pray and thank God for peace. Heavenly Father, we love you. We are honored that we get to be called your children. We thank you for sending Jesus to die for our sins. He was the firstborn of many brothers and sisters. We thank you that your Holy Spirit lives on the inside of us, who is the down payment for our complete salvation. We thank you for your Holy Spirit who's praying in us and for us with moans and utterances we don't even understand. We thank you that all of heaven is working for us. And because of that, we can have peace. We thank you, Lord, for all of the fruit of the Spirit, the proof that you give us as we are in the right environment of prayer and worship and brothers and sisters who love us and care for us. And as we receive the word from Bishop Clark, we thank you for love, joy, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. But this morning we want to thank you for peace. We understand, according to Psalm 23, even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we have no reason to fear because you are with us. Your rod and your staff comfort us. We thank you, Lord, that you are the guard for our peace. We thank you, Lord, that you are Jehovah Shalom. You actually are our peace. So in spite of what we're going through, in spite of what we see, in spite of what we believe may be coming down the pipe, we know that you are our peace. We can have joy in chaos. We can have peace that makes no sense. We thank you, Lord, that you are our light and our salvation. Because of that, you cancel fear. You are the strength of life, of our lives. We have no person we need to be afraid of. When the wicked come against us to eat up our flesh, they stumble and they fall. A whole army can be encamped against us, but we have no reason to fear. We can be confident in the fact that you will be our peace. We can be confident in the fact that the Holy Spirit is on the inside of us, working and willing, so that the fruit of the Spirit can manifest in our lives. Once again, he shows up as love, joy, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And today we thank you specifically for being our peace. Now, for those who are struggling with peace, we thank you for your word in Philippians 4 that tells us to be anxious for nothing. If we needed it now, we would have it right now. We don't have to reach into our future to worry. But in all things, we offer in prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. We thank you, Lord, that in the midst of what we're going through, we can be thankful for what we have. And that thankfulness will begin to birth peace in us. We're thankful for families that love us. We're thankful for good instruction from our leaders. We're thankful for, as the weather changes here in the Midwest, we have heat to turn on. We're thankful for comfortable beds. We're thankful for roofs. We're thankful for the food on our table. We're thankful for life. We're thankful for strength. We're thankful for purpose. And as we begin to thank you for these things, we can begin to feel your spirit. We can begin to feel your provision. We can believe you for anything else that we could possibly need. And as we make our requests known, you make your peace available. Peace that does not make sense in our current situation. And I pray, Lord, that you will help us, teach us how to let this peace guard our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. Allow us to make decisions in peace, not in anxiety. Allow us to make decisions not in duress or in stress, but along the blessed road that you are creating for us. Allow peace to guard our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. We will no longer worry about how our story ends, but we will learn to let go and let you have your way. We let go and we let you have your way. We're going to trust you with our lives. We're going to trust you with our future. For those of us with children, we're going to trust you with our children. We're going to trust you with our finances. We're going to trust you with our health. We're going to let go so you can have your way. It is our desire to experience the peace that only you can give. Happiness is shallow because it depends on the circumstance. But we need the peace and the joy that only you can breathe, only you can bring. David said, I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. In spite of the armies that are encamped around us, we will wait for you. We will trust in you. We will wait for you. We will trust in you. Many there be that increase that trouble me. Many there be that arise up against me. Many there be that say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, the lifter of my head. We thank you, Lord, for lifting our heads even in this season. We thank you, Lord, for being our glory, our portion, our great reward, just as you told Abram. We thank you, Lord, that you give us something to look forward to. But in the meantime, in the midst of our situation, we thank you for being our peace. We've come to understand that peace is not necessarily the absence of war, but peace is the understanding that you are in control in the war. Peace is knowing that you are with us, even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Peace is knowing that you have a plan that is bigger than what we can see at the moment. We thank you for all the pictures of peace that you give us through your word. We thank you for showing us what it looks like in the life of Jesus, not just him falling asleep on a boat in a storm, but the peace that you gave him as he walked with a heavy cross on his back. Him knowing that he was dying not just for the sins of the world, but dying to please his Father. Even though they plucked his beard, he didn't say a word. Even though they made fun of him and they would blindfold him and hit him and say, "Who hit you?" he didn't say a word. Even when they put the nails in his hands, he didn't say a word. Instead, he prayed for the people that caused him the harm and the pain. He had peace that didn't make sense. He had peace in chaos. We thank you for this picture. And I know those are big shoes to fill, but it makes our situation seem so much smaller. And if you could be in control after all of that, if you can bring goodness out of all of that, we can trust you with our lives. We can trust you with our future. We thank you, Lord, for the peace that only you can give. In the name of Jesus, I pray and I thank you. Amen. And before I relinquish the line, if anyone has any musical playlist that they listen to, I suggest that they add Firm Foundation by Maverick City Music and Let Go by Dwayne Woods. As soon as I stop worrying how the story ends, then I let go and I let God have his way. That's when things started happening, when I stopped looking at back then, when I let go and I let God have his way. God bless you. And I give the prayer line back to the prayer lead.
Amen, Minister Bronson. Amen. God is in control. Thank you for your prayer. Thank you for your song. Thank you, Jesus, for your leadership in the name of Jesus. Yes, we have good leadership on our prayer line that is leading us towards Jesus, and we thank God for our bishop and our pastor, Lenore. We're asking everyone that can, those that may have to leave right now, we're at the middle of our prayer service, if you can sow a seed, You can sow that seed to Cash App, Bishop Eric Clark. That's $ Bishop Eric Clark. Or you can sow it to Text to Give, G-I-V-E, 216-446-1209. That's 216-446-1209. You can also give at ekcministry.org. You can also give your offering, your prayer request. And you can also upload your one-minute GPS. Thank you, Jesus. We want you to stay connected to us, those that do not have or have not been getting emails from us, from our ministry. You can go to it. You can text MAXIMIZE to 55444. Only once. You text the word MAXIMIZE 55444. Only once. And you will start receiving everything that our ministry is doing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Have your way. Yes, we want the Lord to have his way in our lives, use us as instruments to help someone else to be reconciled to him. At this time, we're going to pass the torch over to our own Pastor Terry Buckner. Pastor T, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Amen. We can hear you. Go right ahead and let God use you.
Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be on you this morning, my brothers and sisters. Wonderful prayer this morning. Started us off, Sister Rachel, thank you. We thank you and bless you and bless you in your ministry. And Minister Bronson, we thank God for you. Keep on doing what you're doing. Minister Andre, we bless you and we encourage you all to keep on going. All the prayer leads and prayer warriors and prayer hosts. What a wonderful thing to come together in a spirit of unity. And when you have hearts that are peace, at peace like we are, it's a beautiful thing. It's contagious. My God, my God, my God, in the midst of all the chaos that's going on in the world, it's just like you could have peace on one side of the street and a war on the other side. But God gives us this peace. It's our relationship with the Father. Because if you look back over the stories and life of Jesus, Jesus lived in peace. Jesus wasn't dealing with all that chaos and stuff. My God, even when I look at, was that Mark 5 when the woman of the issue of blood came up to be healed, the rich young ruler came and he desired that his daughter be well. Jesus said, no problem. But she, they went over to the house and she was in the house. They was like, it's too late, man. You know, it's a lot of chaos and all this going on. And they was crying and they made just disbelief was in the air. And Jesus said, put them out the room. She, come on with me, John, Peter, James, and Peter. Y'all come with me, but the rest of y'all got to get out the room. I gotta have some peace right now before I perform this miracle. And I started thinking about that this morning. We need peace if we want to hear from God. Just peace. Everything be still. Just be quiet right now. Just want to hear God. Just some peace so I can operate in faith. My God. Psalm 116 and 165. Just peace. Peace is a state of tranquility, quiet, freedom from violence, and a state of tranquility, quiet. You need it to be quiet. You have to quiet your spirit down sometimes. you're listening to a lot of the craziness of this world, this music, quiet down so you can allow God to work. Amen. Psalm 119:65 says, those who love your instructions have great peace and do not stumble. That's a promise. That's a promise. If you love his instructions, you're going to have great peace. If you love his word, you're going to have great peace. If you stay in his presence, you're going to have great peace. You'll have great peace. I speak peace to all our seniors, our mothers right now in the name of Jesus. I speak peace in their situation, peace in their home, peace on their mind right now in the name of Jesus. Speaking peace to all our leaders, our spiritual leaders. I speak peace right now to all the pastors and ministers and deacons. I speak peace right now to all those who are in the body of Christ assembly, not just in our local assembly, but at large. I speak peace to all those who are co-laborers with us in Christ Jesus. I speak peace right now to them. I speak peace. I speak peace to, of course, my bishop and my pastor, Lenore. I speak peace to Erica, Minister Erica Williams. Speaking peace to LaShonda Miller and her family, Minister Andre and Keith Jeffries and their family. Speak peace in their affairs. Speak peace in their decision-making. Speak peace in the healing process. Angela Jackson, my God. Mildred Lanier, Elaine Stevens, Rachel and Bronson, speaking peace in your ministry right now. Speaking peace to your situation right now. Speaking peace in your home right now in the name of Jesus. DeAndre Jenkins, speaking peace. Speaking peace right now to Cynthia and Jackie, LaWanda Shannon, the Shannon family. Speaking peace in your home. Speaking peace in your business. Speaking peace in all of your affairs today. Gail Murray, Brother Yvonne Clark, speaking peace right now to your mother in the name of Jesus. Alicia and Mother Buchanan, speak peace right now. We speak peace to you. Speak peace in the midst of the storm. My God, glory of God be upon you. Latoya Jackson and Shirley Willis, speaking peace to Sister Vicky and Barry Johnson. Peace, peace on you this morning. Peace on you, Eleanor Hunt. Peace, Patricia LeVert. Peace, James Wilson and Stanley. Peace be upon you right now in the name. All those leads, all those prayer warriors, I speak peace. I speak that peace that's going to get on everyone else. That drip is going to get on everyone else in the name of Jesus. I declare it this morning, God, that your people underneath the sound of our voice will be at peace in their minds and their hearts this morning in the name of Jesus. I want to say thank you for each one of them for this moment of prayer, this hour of prayer, and speak peace by God in the name of peace in Florida. Peace in that storm right now, Jesus. Cease the storm right now. Quiet the storm right now. Peace right now. Peace over in the Middle East. Peace in Iran and Iraq and Palestine and peace, Lord, in the midst of the war, Lord. Quiet it down. Lord, it's been enough. It's been enough now. It's been enough. It's time for this thing to cease. My God, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for the story when you were in the bow of the boat and there was a storm. But God, you were at perfect peace. You were at perfect peace. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for your example. Peace that surpasses all understanding. I can't understand it. I can't understand it all. But God, you God, you are peace. You are our peace. Oh, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that you have done for us, My soul is at peace. My soul is at peace when I think of you even getting up on the cross in my stead. My soul is at peace. Oh, God, when I think of your miracle, miraculous hand of delivery, how you delivered us out of different devices and drugs and alcohol, different vices, you have did it because, God, you're at peace. Oh, when everything is going crazy, I can turn to my God and just bask in your presence. Just remember that you did everything for us. You're the God of the perfect peace. Oh, God, thank God. My soul is just thankful. Heart is just thankful and grateful because I belong to the God of peace. The God of peace in the midst of everything that's going on, there's peace with you, God. In the midst of turning that TV on, looking at all the devastation across the land over in Florida and all the surrounding states, those hurricanes, those high winds, those storms, people losing their homes, their businesses, losing their lives, people's stuff is just washed away. But God, you're the God of peace. And at any moment, you can say, be still, and it has to sink. And I thank you. I thank you. I thank you so much that we have this peace that surpasses all understanding. The peace of God will rule in our hearts on a daily basis. I thank you. I thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I want to say I appreciate you, Lord, more than you could ever think. I thank you for peace, even at the doctor's office, peace in the midst of the hospital, peace at the rehabilitation homes, peace at the nursing facility. I speak peace right now. I speak peace in Jesus' mighty name. And I want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you, people of God, for this time of just sharing about his peace and his goodness. His goodness. Grace and peace be unto all of you this morning. Bless you. Keep doing what you're doing. I love you. You're doing a great job. You're working for the kingdom. You're in the perfect will of God. Stay at peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, Pastor Buckner. Thank you for speaking peace over us. Thank you for speaking peace over those that are in Florida. Thank you for speaking peace over those in Africa. Thank you for speaking peace to those that are in war-torn countries right now. We do need peace. Jesus is not sleeping in the boat anymore. He's on the throne right now. And we thank him for being on the throne right now. We thank him that he's in control of everything that is going on. Nothing is happening outside of God's will. And we thank him for that today. We thank him for the relationship that he has given us. For those that have just joined us, we have just heard from Pastor Butler speaking a word of peace over all of us. Minister Bronson, before him, he came with a song, Joy in Chaos. He said, we have good instructors for good instructions from our leaders. And we thank God for our leaders, Bishop Clark, Eric Clark, Pastor Lenore, those that are on his ministerial team. We thank God for good leadership. Everybody don't have good leadership, but that's not the case with us. And we thank God for that, that we are being fed with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding on a daily basis. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. And Sister Rachel was our first prayer lead. She came out of Psalms 37, verse 11. And one of the bullet points, or some of the bullet points she spoke on, was perfect peace in Jesus. to be flexible, humble, and to receive from God. And I like the last one, to be grounded in peace. I like that, to be grounded in God's peace. I'm Minister Andre Jeffries, and I am your last prayer lead. We are praying for all those that are on the prayer list. I thank Pastor Buckner for calling out those that are on the prayer list that we have in the nursing homes, rehabilitation centers. We are thankful for what God is doing. Well, we want to give a praise report at this time. A praise report, Tracy's brother, Bobby, we were praying for him. He's out of the ICU and off the ventilator. He had been on there for months. The family wants to thank all of us for praying for him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for bringing Bobby, restoring Bobby off that ventilator in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I was thinking about peace, and my topic kind of was peace in the marriage. Peace in the marriage. And I thought about me and my wife and how we came together and how I asked the Lord for somebody. I got on my knees and I prayed at the altar that the Lord give me someone that wanted to serve him first, because I had a desire to want to serve him, and I needed somebody that could serve me, that could serve God with me. And God gave me my wife's name in the name of Jesus. While I was on my knees, and I met her sometime down the line on the bus. And ever since then, we've been together. We've had our ups and downs, but God has worked it out because we prayed together. We forgave one another, and that's one of the key things to having peace in the marriage, is praying together and forgiving each other of our faults. And I thank God, and I give honor to her this morning. We've been married for 5 years now. We just celebrated our anniversary in the name of Jesus. But marriage is not for kids. And I thank God that we had leaders. Pastor Lenora, she gave us a book to read that said, Before We Get Married. I recommend that book to anyone considering getting married. It was called Before We Get Married. I don't know the name of the author right now, but if you call Pastor Lenora, she can. She has that book. Also, we went through marriage counseling. These are things that will help your marriage to be peaceful. And I thought about Overseer Terry Clark's book, Marriage Maintenance Manual. These are good tools that you can use to keep a peaceful marriage in the name of Jesus. I'll be reading from Ephesians, the 4th chapter, starting at the 2nd verse, reading the 2nd and 3rd verse. And it reads, Be completely humble and gentle, and be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bonds of peace. Let us pray. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you right now, Lord, that you are bringing peace in the marriages, Lord. We thank you right now, Lord Jesus, that when you got up, you said, hush, you hushed the storm. You quieted it, Lord Jesus. And we ask that you quiet the storms in the marriages, Lord Jesus. Let there be forgiveness, Lord. Let there be a patient spirit, a humble spirit to those that are married, Lord. Give them the willingness to listen to one another, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Help them, Lord, through the difficulties that they may be going through, Lord Jesus. That two becoming one, Lord. It's not always easy, hallelujah. But you are the architect, Lord Jesus. You know what needs to be done to achieve that peace in the marriage, Lord. And we thank you that we can look to you this morning, Lord Jesus. We ask that you have your way, Lord. We praise your mighty name, Lord Jesus, for everything that you're doing in each and every one of our lives, Lord. Lord, help us, Lord Jesus, to stay in your grace, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for saving us, Lord. We thank you right now, Lord. Lord, we love you this morning, Jesus. Help us to use the gifts that you've given us, Lord. Help us to bear the fruit, Lord, of the Spirit this morning, Lord. That we can achieve your peace in the marriages, Lord. Lord, we need you, Lord Jesus. We need your word down on the inside of us, Lord. We need your knowledge and wisdom and understanding, Lord, to navigate us, Lord, to make us one, to merge us together, Lord, that we may glorify you as one, Lord Jesus, that we may be an example of what a good marriage is, Lord. Lord, we need you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for adopting us into your family. Thank you for making us a part, Lord Jesus, of your family this morning, Jesus. Thank you for giving us the tools that we need, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help us, Lord. Mark us with humility. Help us to have gentleness, Lord Jesus, towards one another, Lord. Lord, give us patience, Lord, when we need patience in the marriage, Lord. We thank you right now, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for our bishop and Pastor Lenore's marriage. We thank you for how they've been examples, Lord, for how two become one, Lord. We thank you right now. Help us, Lord, to bear one another in love, Jesus. Oh, Lord, you said, love covers a multitude of sin, Jesus, and we thank you right now. We ask that you have your way, Jesus. Show us the direction that we should go, Lord. Show us the books that we need to read, Lord, that would forge us together, Lord, that would make us compatible for one another, Jesus, that would bring about the peace that passes all understanding, Jesus. Lord, we ask that you help the families right now down in Florida, Lord. The marriages, Lord. Help them, Lord Jesus. What they're going through, Lord. The turmoil, Lord Jesus. The loss of life, Lord Jesus. Help them, Lord Jesus. Minister, Lord Jesus, to their needs, Lord. Bring deliverance, Lord Jesus. Save them, Lord Jesus, from the floodwaters. Save them, Lord Jesus, from the tornadoes that's going on. About 36 of them, I heard, was happening down there. Lord, we need you right now, Lord. We're calling on you to hush the storm, Lord. Bring peace there, Lord Jesus, as only you can, Lord. Rescue, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, those that are crying out right now, Lord, those that are looking for you, Lord, right now to deliver them, Lord,
Lord Jesus, thank you for watching over our families, Lord, that are down in Florida, Lord, our kids, Lord, our grandchildren, Lord. Thank you for keeping your hand and protecting upon them, Lord, for not allowing no harm or danger to come upon them, Lord. We thank you right now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, we're asking you, Lord. We're praying for those who have lost their lives in gun violence. The brother that is sick in Mississippi, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for watching over all of our kids, Lord Jesus. Thank you right now. Lord, have your way, Lord. Have your way. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. This is my prayer. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Well, we're coming down to the close of our prayer, of our 8 a.m. Thursday prayer. And I thank everyone for joining us today. We're asking you to be mindful of those that are going through right now in other countries, in other cities, down in Florida. Keep them in your prayers. It's not over yet for them. It's not over yet. The storm is still having its effect on them. So keep them in your prayers. Also, if anyone would like to be a prayer lead or host, you can contact Pastor Lenore. Leave a message at 216-475-6327. That's 216-475-6327. We are praying for everyone on the prayer line. We are praying for every city, all those that are joining us. Remember to share the prayer line with somebody. Let somebody else know that they can get on the prayer line and get what they need and be fed and be delivered, be healed. Jesus is on the throne. He's working it out for everyone. In the name of Jesus, he's not asleep anymore. In the name of Jesus. We're saying that you can go to YouTube in about 2 minutes. Bishop Clark, Bishop Eric Clark will be coming on live to feed us the word of God. So we're asking you, if you can, join us on YouTube and listen to our bishop at this time. All right, now we're going to say bye to everyone. We're going to unmute the line so everyone can say goodbye to everyone. All right, goodbye. God bless everyone. Thank you for joining us. God is good. Y'all have a great day. Thank you, Jesus.
You too. Love you.
Amen.